When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Snippet, the short podcast platform.
Welcome again. I am your humble narrator, the unlucky poet Brian Keaton and his beguiling companion Sonia Shattersan have found themselves not in an unknown place, but in an unknown time. The alien and inhospitable year, AD 1977. Is the past still in peril? Is this present a possible paradise? Perhaps paradise is the peril. The professor will have to summon courage from the untold depths of his spirit. The weather may be bright and sunny, but the professor's forecast is anything but. Let's rejoin as he endeavors to escape from the conundrum of Cora Bay. Part 4. All Heavens in a Rage.
Look at this, Brian. Page after page, all 1977.
You scarcely had me convinced that we were reliving a period of 2 days, Sonia. So please forgive my disbelief that we've now arrived 4 decades into the future.
Well, look at this. You think this is fake news? A gag paper?
Oh, no.
What is it?
Groucho Marx died.
You see what I mean? This really is 1977.
Real name Julius, huh?
If it's 1977, we should look up in the sky. Maybe we can hail an aerotaxi.
And the president's name is Jimmy?
I don't see any blimps. What kind of future doesn't have any blimps?
I suppose Jimmy is short for James, which is much more dignified.
Wait, look over there.
Huh? What? Is it President Jimmy?
There's a fancy terminal. Ferries to the mainland. Buck Island sure has changed.
Are you sure there aren't any blimps? I think I saw an advertisement for a Led Zeppelin service.
That fare is about to leave. Let's catch it.
Wait for me.
We hope you enjoyed your trip back to the mainland. To return to Buck Island Nature Preserve, just hop back on the ferry. See you again soon.
My word. Look at all the automobiles. There must be 100 of them here on this flat expanse of concrete, and not a Packard in sight.
Everyone is wearing so much denim. Manual labor must be more common.
Maybe the Bolsheviks were right.
Wait, don't you see?
See what? That half-nude woman cavorting over there? Perhaps paganism has become vogue again.
No. I mean, if all this is here now, that means the world didn't end in 1937.
So, we must have somehow averted the scientific disaster that Terry warned us about in his letter.
But what happened to them? Terry and my father?
Maybe we can visit some kind of a hall of records, a knowledge repository. Why, the town's prized apple orchard must certainly still be here. and Terry would surely be tending it.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but good idea. I think it's this way.
This town is practically bustling compared to when we left.
It's almost unbelievable the town could grow this big.
No, it can't be.
What? What's wrong?
Look at the marquee on that theater. They must be showing newsreel footage of some kind of interplanetary conflict.
Star Wars?
William Blake was right. He tried to warn us. A robin redbreast in a cage.
Calm down. Don't mind us, folks. We're just rehearsing a play. Cool it. We need to blend in.
How can I blend in when the president's name is Jimmy, paganism is back, and the entire world is mourning the death of a king named Elvis? Truly, this must be the end of days. The center cannot hold. The Falcon cannot bear the...
Shh! Calm down!
What if there's no way back and we must remain in 1977 amidst the Star Wars?
Listen to the sound of my voice.
Your voice?
When I was a little girl, my father dragged me all over the world. Europe, Asia, Africa, you name it. It was miserable. Never knowing how long I'd be in each strange new location, time and time again.
My, that is certainly not a traditional childhood. No wonder this voyage fails to frighten you as it does me. You're used to it.
After all the places I've gone, I suppose there's not much difference between sailing halfway around the world and skipping 40 years into the future.
And here I am thinking traveling to Portland was exotic. I accepted the new teaching position to see more of the country. Oregon would have only been the fifth state I've visited. Now I don't know if I'll ever make it there.
In each place my father took me, I managed to find something I liked. Even something small, and it made all the difference. You may not be in Portland, but 1977 might surprise you with something you like.
Thanks, Sonia. I do believe I'm feeling better.
As the hard-shelled Sonia begins to open up, the professor takes note of her keen ability to help him regain his wits after some unfortunate emotional turmoil. But the best way to calm down isn't a soothing voice. It's a llama cigarette! Llama cigarettes provide a jolt of peace and calm for your lungs and for your mind after any trying scenario. Whether you're cursing the driver who cut into your lane or finishing an altercation with your spouse, llama cigarettes. 4 out of 5 therapists asked in a nationwide survey said the only smoke in their offices is llama smoke. Smoke a llama and you'll feel as calm as a picturesque countryside. Llama cigarettes. Pick up a pack today. Do not rush down to the corner newsagent for your llamas just yet, because now we rejoin our heroes, heading to the apple orchard as they navigate the uncertain waters of 1977.
The orchard should be just around here.
A future miracle. It's still here.
I definitely expected it to be developed like the rest of the town. Strange to say it, but this is the most surprising thing of the day. Let's find Terry and get some answers.
Look at that fellow there, sitting against the tree. My word, is he some kind of sage?
Hey, man.
That's right, I am indeed a man.
Far out.
Far out? Of where? Of time?
Man, you got any more of whatever you're on?
We're on a little walk, that's all. Looking for a friend. Have you seen Terry?
Terry?
Terry Ogawa. He helps tend to the orchard.
Never heard of him. Who are you guys anyway? You're dressed like, you don't belong here.
Say there, man, I like your shirt.
Oh, thanks. I mean, it's a pretty common style, nothing special.
Such a resplendent cloth is common garb. So much color, it's positively Josephian. Are you a veteran of the Royal Academy of Augury?
Brian, what are you doing?
I'm blending into my surroundings, Sonia, by adopting contemporaneous references into my speech pool.
It's just tie-dye, man. You can make it yourself with a t-shirt and some dye.
That's pretty neat. Not such a bad future, huh? Present. The present day is just peachy with me.
If you like it, I can let it go for a dollar.
An entire dollar?
Oh, oh my, he's taking his shirt off. Say, what's that necklace?
This? It's a mood crystal. I look at it all the time to, check my mood, my vibe, you know?
A personal crystalline psionic amplification device? I wonder...
We'll take the necklace.
Whoa, man. Not for sale. I'd be lost without my mood crystal.
We need that necklace, mister, so name your price.
I told you already. It's not for sale. Get lost.
What about for trade? I'll give you an earring.
One earring? Humans got two ears, you know?
Fine. Both earrings.
Jewelry for jewelry. Actually, makes a lot of sense to me. You know, bartering is actually a more equitable form of...
All right, then. Thanks, mister. Professor, say your goodbyes.
Well then, Sage, farewell.
Let's move. We didn't find Terry, but we got a crystal. Now what?
You're asking me? I thought you knew how to use these things.
Me?
You've been traveling the world with your father, bearing witness to his mad experiments with...
They're not mad.
You slapped me. On my face. I thought we were past violence, against me at least.
Perhaps you're right. I...
Say no more, Sonia. The leaves are often better left to fall. Besides, I've never been slapped before. I feel as if I've gained some kind of strange wisdom.
Look, not all my father's inventions are mad. He's made some wonderful things. That's why he moved us here, to the middle of nowhere. So he could work with the Bikorium crystals without endangering anyone.
What about endangering you?
Me?
It's all gone too far, Sonia. People melting, fruit cellar time loops, letters warning about the end of the world, crazy crystal contraptions, and now a glimpse of this savage future that awaits if we don't stop him.
As the mind of the poet opens, he sees more clearly.
Who said that?
Me.
What in the world?
Oh no, it's happening again! Look up!
The sky is tearing apart! Was this all artifice too?
Oh, Brian, it's all been artifice. I'm so sorry you had to get mixed up in all of this.
Sonia, what do you mean?
My father created this town. All of it, every last bit.
The whole thing?
He used the crystals and his mind. It was like writing a play that came to life. He would speak commands and the people and buildings would spring up from the mud beneath us.
The whole thing?
The town shouldn't be here in 1977, because it shouldn't be here in 1937 either.
What? Not just Mac and Augie?
It's artifice, Brian. I'm so sorry. It's all just artifice.
We have to go back then.
Back to Buck Island?
Yes. And back to 1937.
Oh, let us pity the poor professor, friends. Pity his descent from comedy to mystery to drama. But you'll face no drama if you choose a llama. You can travel hither, thither, and yon when you've got a llama on your lips. Refreshing, energizing, and above all, healthful. From the highest mountaintop to the depths of the ocean floor, you can rely on llama cigarettes to deliver the nicotine that your body almost seems to require. Almost. Llama cigarettes. Ask your local druggist or tobacconist today. Remember, the best time to take up smoking is yesterday, and the second best time is today. Turkish integrity, Peruvian innovation, American ingenuity. Llama cigarettes. Brian won't have time to peruse the cigarettes of his future as we rejoin him and Sonia in a race back towards the past.
We're almost back to the island.
I hope we're not too late.
Too late? How can we be too late for anything when we're traveling through time itself?
I don't know, but I'm worried.
How can anything of this be? How could your father build a whole town with his mind?
That's why he picked this spot. The isolation. No one around for miles except Terry and his apple orchard.
So, Terry is real? How did your father handle Terry running into Augie or Mac?
I don't know. He stopped telling me what he was doing. I certainly didn't know anything about this time travel foolishness.
Your father figured out another use for the crystals, traveling through time. Did he share this knowledge with Terry?
I don't know.
Or did Terry become the modern Prometheus, bringing the fire down from the mountain to...
Brian!
Sonia?
I'm scared.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got carried away there because of the...
Brian!
So, Sonia?
Just shut up for a minute.
Of course, I...
Shh! Please. I'm cold.
You've wrapped your arms around me.
Your poetry is not going to warm me up, but your torso might do the trick.
I've never been valued for my torso before.
Is that right?
The other kids used to pick me last for stickball.
Well, the first boy I was ever sweet on was a cricket player.
What was his name?
I can't remember.
Welcome to Buck Island Nature Preserve. Please watch your step, and remember, the last boat leaves at 8 p.m.
This way. The tunnel was over here somewhere behind the trees.
We're just going to walk back through the tunnel and hope we find ourselves back in 1937?
Unless you cook up another scheme while we walk over there.
I'm not much of a cook.
There it is.
Ugh. Once more onto the brink.
Come on already!
Wait! I'm right behind you!
We should seal the hatch behind us. Safety first.
Good thinking. We don't want that deranged royal guard following us.
If we go back down the tunnel...
We should emerge safely in...
My father's laboratory!
And he's not here.
Where could he be?
When could we be?
He marked off the days on his calendar until... Today is Friday the 17th, 1937?
Again?
That's the day you came into town. I was just waking up in my bed, wishing to be whisked away.
And that's the day we crawled up from Terry's time cellar.
3 days is a long time for one day to last.
But we know what we have to do.
Of course.
We have to save the world!
What a pity the only thing man and woman can find common ground on is the impending end of the world. Tune in next week for the penultimate installment of this Lunatic Odyssey. I'd like to thank this week's sponsor, Llama Cigarettes. Llama, smoke today and every day for the rest of your life. Llama. The fate of the world hinges on our protagonists. And the fate of their journey depends on you, dear listener. Find your way back to us next week. Don't worry, we'll be waiting for you.
This has been a work of fiction produced by Snippet in Orange County, California. Story written by Eric Lambden and edited by Jonathan Katz, with appearances in this episode from Keith Barbaria, Aaron McGee, Monica Pena, and Mike Drew. Original music, sound design, and editing by Jonathan Rock. Executive production from Tyler Russell and Steph Weaver-Weinberg. Find more episodes and other short shows you'll love at snippet.fm.